is Radio Dead Air. I'm Nash, and we're working off a backup here, so you have to forgive the sound quality. I am talking with Aaron Douglas from Battlestar Galactica. Aaron, thank you for giving me some time today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so you're getting an audition for a gig, and they tell you it's Battlestar Galactica. What were your first impressions about working on this production?
Wow. I'm not usually a big fan of remakes, so my first thought was no. But I kind of thought about, you know, Star Trek and how they keep coming back, and then I read the script and I absolutely sold. Ron Moore's a genius. His writing team are just absolutely tremendous. And you get people like David Icke and Michael Reimer and Eddie and Mary involved, then you know it's going to be of quality. And I just was very, very fortunate to be given a small part, which has grown into something really wonderful and tremendous. So I'm, from the outset, once I got over the initial hesitation, I thought this is something special.
So once you've got a character that was, it didn't seem like you were like a main character, but then focus started slipping more toward your character.
Yeah.
How did you react to?
I wanted to say good morning.
I saw you last night. I went down to the party.
Ah, Richard Hatch is stepping in for a second.
I do what I can.
You have a gift.
Okay. How did you react to the role of the Chief expanding during the series?
Oh, well, hey, I'm on an unbelievable show, working with amazing actors and writers and directors and producers, backed by a studio that really, really embraced it and loves us all and treats us really well.
No exaggeration there. No exaggeration.
No, actually, no. They seriously are. Mark Stern is a wonderful human being. It's great, you know. I'm absolutely flattered and honored. It went from the miniseries. The Chief wasn't really big in the script, and I started ad-libbing, and David Icke and Mike Reimer saw the value in a guy who ad-libs and makes stuff up, and they let me go, which most shows never ever happens. They tell you to say what was written. And then season one, there was a bunch of episodes that I wasn't in, and then they started seeing that I could do this and started giving me more and more to do, and it's like the more I do, the more they give me. And season four, they've given me some really, really challenging things to do. And, I'm thrilled. This will go down in history, probably. Unless something really, really amazing comes along, this will be one of the greatest things I will ever do in my career. And I'm only in my late 20s.
How do you start developing a character on a sci-fi series that's so far removed from anything that's got a real basis? Where do you, like, for example, you've dealt with it a couple of episodes, the Chief's religion, his father, whatnot. How do you bring some stuff from the real world, make this character three-dimensional?
To be honest with you, I have no idea what I do. In all seriousness, as an actor, myself, I'm unlike anybody I know in terms of process. Katie is very much the same way. Katie and I understand each other because we both are waiting for somebody to come in and tell us that they've found it out. You know, that we make it up as I go along. I don't plan anything. I just stand there in the scene and I just say the words. People ask me, you know, what do you do as an actor? Like, I say, well, you know, say the words as simply as you possibly can. That's the best advice I can give anybody. And Katie's exactly the same way. She doesn't have a freaking clue. And neither do I. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing now that at first we were, both of us, we talk about it. We're like, oh, Jesus, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here. But once you embrace it and realize that it's just the way you work, then it's fine. I know Jamie is considerably different in his process than I am. At the end of the day, the work's there. The man is one of the finest actors I've ever been around, and he just does it completely different than I do. But the end result's pretty much the same. Part is bringing my real life stuff in. I don't know. There's a lot of similarities between the Chief and myself, and I don't know how much of it's coincidence and how much of it the writers know that this is what Aaron's gone through in his life. Then, you know, maybe we can massage that into the Chief a little bit. It's nothing conscious, that's for sure.
Coming up on the end of things, is there anything you want to see happen with the character? Is there any place you want to take the character that you haven't had a chance to yet?
I don't think there's anywhere the Chief hasn't been. Wait till you see season 4. There's a reason my hair is shaved right now. Yeah, the Chief goes a little batty. And I know that they're just going to do a lot more stuff as the season rolls on and the Cylon stuff starts to come out. It'll be a hell of a roller coaster to the end, that's for sure. And I just trust the writers. You know, wherever Ron and the boys want to take this thing, I'll let them go. Because you're always amazed when you pick up that script and you read it and you just think, why did these guys come up with this stuff? They really truly are genius writers for sure.
Well, we've been talking with Aaron Douglas from Battlestar Galactica. Aaron, thank you for giving us some time today.
Not at all, man. Thanks for having me.
This is Nash the Radio Dead Air.